Pfizer's capital strategy in 2025, navigating debt, M&A, and market pressures amid a healthcare dealmaking boom. The healthcare industry is set for an M&A supercycle in 2025, with large-cap pharmaceutical companies actively hunting for acquisitions to mitigate upcoming patent cliffs, diversify revenue streams, and strengthen competitive positioning in high-growth therapeutic areas. Amid this backdrop, Pfizer Incorporated, NYSE, PFE, stands at a financial crossroads, balancing its capital allocation priorities between business development, BD, debt management, and shareholder returns. Pfizer's financial profile is complex. Despite strong operating cash flow, the company faces looming debt maturities, pressure on its ex-COVID $53 billion revenue base, and a stock that has lagged the S&P Pharmaceuticals Index by over 70% in the last 5 years. The Seagen acquisition, $43 billion, provided a necessary boost to its oncology pipeline, but it also constrained Pfizer's ability to deploy capital aggressively. Now, with $10 to $15 billion earmarked for M&A in 2025, Pfizer is at an inflection point. How can it engage in strategic acquisitions while navigating a stretched balance sheet? The capital allocation dilemma: dividends, buybacks, or M&A? In recent comments, Pfizer CFO Dave Denton reiterated the company's ability to balance multiple capital allocation priorities: dividends, BD, and share buybacks. This triage is necessary given the company's financial constraints. Dividends remain a priority, maintaining investor confidence and aligning with Pfizer's historical capital return policy. Buybacks were suspended post-Seagen, but with the stock significantly underperforming, there is mounting pressure to restart repurchases earlier than expected. M&A is critical. Pfizer has a $10 to $15 billion target for dealmaking in 2025, consistent with its broader strategy of pipeline enhancement through external innovation. The debt overhang, a $25 billion maturity wall by 2028. While Pfizer's free cash flow remains strong, it is insufficient to cover the $12 billion in debt due by 2025 and the additional $6 billion in 2026. The company still has a $10 billion cash balance and plans to monetize its remaining $3 billion stake in Haleon, but these funds alone won't be enough to cover debt obligations and sustain capital allocation priorities. M&A in 2025, a highly competitive deal landscape. Pfizer isn't operating in a vacuum. The broader pharmaceutical industry is primed for one of the most active M&A cycles in recent history, driven by patent cliffs. With over $200 billion in sales at risk across the industry over the next decade, pharma companies are scrambling to backfill their pipelines. AI-driven drug discovery, an emerging segment where acquisitions and partnerships are accelerating. Cell and gene therapy investments, particularly in oncology, where large pharma is eager to establish a competitive edge. Final take: Pfizer can't afford to stand still. Pfizer's financial flexibility is narrowing, and the company must carefully manage its capital allocation strategy. The Seagen deal has constrained its ability to move aggressively, but standing still is not an option in a market ripe for consolidation. With $10 to $15 billion in BD firepower, a competitive debt landscape, and a rapidly evolving pharma ecosystem, 2025 will define Pfizer's trajectory for the next decade. This is a story that will unfold in real time. Watch this space.